Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got a Halloween weekend coming up with Skeletons of Vivian Lyne. Melissa McCurley is on the phone lines. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great. Melissa, and do I understand we caught you right in the middle of skeletons and a display and everything going on here?
Yeah, I have a wonderful team of volunteers in my front yard right now, and the skeletons are, we're making them leap and jump, and we're in the middle of a very heated volleyball game right now.
And it's been a great kickoff, and boy, the weather really has been on your side for Skeletons of Vivian Lyne for this season. It's been a great week already. Remind us of the theme again.
So the theme is the Olympics. And so we have skeletons from all over the world, skeletons actually, competing in the Skeleton Olympics of 2024 to coincide with what happened with in Paris this summer with the 2024 Summer Olympics.
And I understand that the response has just been terrific. Wow.
Oh, it's been amazing. We have had so many people from all over Ontario in the front yard enjoying the skeletons. We have people around the world that enjoy it through social media, and we've met so many interesting people this year, and just from all over, that they've come down to enjoy the skeletons, or they're seeing a play at the festival and they drop by and see the skeletons first. But Toronto, Woodstock, Windsor, people from all over, and we've met a lot of great people who've just moved to Stratford recently and have never seen the skeletons before and have come to check it out and hear what it's all about.
Yeah, that is absolutely terrific. And something we didn't mention last time, I think this has been the first time in a while, there's no construction on Vivian Lyne, so you can come down and see it perfectly clear.
That's right. No road construction. It's so nice.
And Melissa, for you and the staff, because this is pretty much a different display every day, is that right?
It is a different display every day, except on weekends we make some slight changes to it. But so last weekend we had the skeletons arriving in the Greyhound bus called Gus, the 1948 bus, and they were unloading all their paraphernalia to get set up, and we had the opening ceremonies. So we kept that up for the 2 days for people to come in and enjoy and give them more time. And then we've had different Olympic events going on this week. Yesterday was a heated soccer game, and of course we had the drone flying overhead for that game.
Oh, so
we've
awesome.
Had diving and swimming, and today is volleyball, and tomorrow we have a very fun one. The horses are going to make an appearance, and so tomorrow will be an equestrian day.
Okay, and it probably will be busy tomorrow, because tomorrow is a PA day, PD day for students, so there'll be lots of folks dropping by. We got Halloween weekend coming up. I know it's ironic we're chatting today with Halloween 1 week from today, but we have a Halloween weekend coming up, if you will.
Yeah, so we always, there's a lot of pressure on parents, and the Halloween night is such a busy night, right, for parents to get the kids all the houses they want to trick-or-treat at. So we've always done a Halloween weekend, the weekend before Halloween, and that's been a great turnout. So we just really encourage families and grandparents and everybody, doesn't matter what their age is, to come for Halloween weekend. They can wear their costumes. They can come trick-or-treating at the Skeletons of Vivian Lyne. We're going to have the Dairy Farmers of Ontario, who are phenomenal sponsors for the skeletons. They're going to be handing out their famous milk calendars. We're going to have hot chocolate to hand out to people. They'll have treats and games for the kids. So it's just a nice way to sort of, extend Halloween, and then everybody can come and see the skeletons for Halloween. So it's a lot of fun, that event.
Oh, for sure. And it looks like, again, the weather cooperating, looks like it's going to be a very nice weekend for that as well. And again, a reminder, if you're loving Skeletons of Vivian Lyne, you can make a donation for a great cause.
That's right. So the donations are all being made to Operation Smile Canada to help kids who have cleft lip and palate deformities. And we've had such an amazing turnout of people. People have been so generous. We have sold so many skeleton T-shirts and sweatshirts, which all the proceeds go to Operation Smile. Emerson, this great kid who lives here in Stratford, makes us buttons and magnets for people. And so all those donations, all the proceeds from merchandise go to Operation Smile. And people have been so generous with the donation box that we have out here this week. I just can't believe how kind people have been. And the most exciting thing is that all of our donations are being matched up to $48,000 this year.
That is incredible. Right. That is amazing. So again, skeletonsofvivianline.com is the website. But again, head on out to Vivian Line and check it out. And I do like on the Facebook page, it says, always open. I like that.
That's because we never sleep here on Vivian Line during Halloween season, Jamie.
Well, have a great Halloween weekend. Anything else on the go? We should let you get back to your organizing your display. Anything else that we haven't mentioned before we let you go?
No, I think that's it. And we have been so blessed with the weather this year. I think in the 11 years we've done this, this has been the best year for weather. And the forecast looks amazing for next week. So
check it out, Skeletons.
It's a lot easier when we're not out here in the rain and the wind and the snow.
Oh, my gosh, of course. Skeletons of Vivian Line. Do check it out this weekend. And we should mention leading right up to Halloween, right?
Leading right up to Halloween, and we'll have all different events for next week planned for the Skeletons. And then on Halloween night, we'll have our closing ceremonies. And what I do need to mention is Guess the Bus will be returning for Halloween night. And then on November the 1st, the Skeletons will be packing everything up and driving off and bus the Gus. So, Guess the Bus. And so we'll have a little bit of a display on November the 1st so everybody can come and say goodbye to the Skeletons.
Always fun, always creative, and going for the gold. There you go, Skeletons of Vivian Line. Thanks,
Melissa.
Thank you
so much, Jamie.